What's in the space between? The science fiction classic Contact is one of my all-time favorite movies. Early in the plot, the main character, Dr. Arroway, played by Jodie Foster, asked her father the question that becomes the tagline for the rest of the movie. The question is simply this: are we alone in the universe? Her father's answer becomes her touchstone for things that are true for her for the rest of her life. When she finds herself in a particularly vulnerable situation, such as opening herself to romance or trusting her experience in the distant universe where she's been transported, her father's words become the guiding principle of her beliefs. His answer is simply that if we are alone in the universe, it seems like an awful waste of space. Well, in much the same way, if we truly believe that the space between any two things is empty, then it seems like a tremendous waste of space as well. Scientists believe that over 90% of the universe is what they call missing and appears to us as empty space. Well, that means that of the entire universe as we know it, only 10% has anything in it. Do you really believe that the 10% of creation we occupy is all there is? What's in the empty space that we think of as empty? If it is really empty, then there's a big question that must be answered. How can the waves of energy that carry everything from our cell phone calls to the reflected light that carries the words from the pages of a book to your eyes travel from one place to another? Just as the water in a pond carries ripples away from the place where a stone is tossed into it, something must exist that carries the vibrations of life from one point to another. And for this to be true, however, we must upset one of the key tenets of modern science, the belief that space is empty. When at last we can answer the question of what the space is made of, we will have taken a great step toward understanding ourselves and our relation to the world around us. The question, as we shall see, is as old as we are. The answer, as we'll see as well, has probably been with us all along. From the Aboriginal history etched into the cliff walls of Australia, now believed to be over 20,000 years old, to the temples of ancient Egypt and the rock art of the American desert Southwest, our sense that we are somehow connected to the universe, our world, and one another is a constant that's always been with us. And while that belief appears to be stronger than ever today, precisely what it is that does the connecting continues to be the subject of controversy and debate. For us to be connected, there must be something that connects us, from poets and philosophers to scientists and those who seek their answers beyond the accepted ideas of their day. Our sense has been that within the emptiness of what we call space, something is actually there. 19th century physicist Conrad Finagle posed the obvious question regarding the significance of space itself. He asked us to consider what would happen if you took away the space from between matter. Everything in the universe would scrunch together, he said, into a volume no longer than a dust speck. Space is what keeps everything from happening in the same place, he said. Well, in the simplicity of just a few words, Finagle describes the obvious. There must be something, some stuff, that lives between all of the other stuff, something that connects everything on the one hand while keeping it all from happening at the same time on the other hand. The pioneering anthropologist Louis Leakey once said, "Without an understanding of who we are, we cannot truly advance." Now, I believe there's a lot of truth in this statement. The way we have seen ourselves in the past worked well enough to get us where we are today. Now it's time to open the door for a new view of ourselves, one that allows for an even greater possibility. It may be that our reluctance to accept just what it means to have space occupied by an intelligent force, and for us to be part of that space, has been the greatest stumbling block in our understanding of who we are and how the universe really works. In the 20th century, modern science may have discovered what's inside of empty space, a field of energy. It's different from any other form of energy we've ever known. Just as Newton's ether suggested, this energy appears to be everywhere always and to have existed since the very beginning of time. In the 1928 lecture, Albert Einstein said, "According to the general theory of relativity, space without ether is unthinkable. For in such space, there not only would be no propagation of light, but also no possibility of existence for standards of space." End of quote. As we mentioned earlier, Max Planck stated that because the field exists, it suggests that intelligence is responsible for our physical world. Planck said that we must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind, he concluded that this mind is the matrix of all matter.